Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today is June the 25th, Wednesday, 2014. This is the 20th episode. So today I want to talk about the pronunciation of ED. Because when we learn about the past, we often think that, regular verbs are very easy because you just add ED. To the end of the verb and that's it. So very easy to use it. But the difficult part comes when we start noticing that the pronunciation of ED of the different verbs can be different and can be complicated sometimes. So that might be slightly difficult for learners at a pre-intermediate or even intermediate level. And I want to talk a little bit about the three ways you can pronounce the ED in English. Before I start, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There is a form where you can add your email address there and you can subscribe to this podcast, or you can also subscribe via iTunes or even Stitcher. I was very happy to see that there are loads of people subscribing and downloading the podcast episodes, so that makes me even more motivated to keep doing this, to keep this podcast running. So thank you very much. I've also been getting some emails and some feedback, so please do not hesitate. If you want to send me some comment or suggestion, you can reach me by sending a message to info@followenglish.com.br. Remember, follow English all in one word. And you can also follow me on Twitter. Just look for Follow English, spelled all together in one word. Or Facebook, or look for Follow English all together in one word. You should be able to find me. Okay, so let's get started. Let's talk a little bit about the three different ways we can pronounce the ED in English. So the first way is when we have words or verbs, rather verbs, ending in voiceless sounds. For instance, the verb to wash. So the last sound in the verb to wash is sh. That does not have any vibration in the vocal cords, the sh sound. You can try and put your fingers on your vocal cords and you will see that there is no vibration whatsoever. So that means this one is a voiceless sound. So when you do sh, and then, consequently, when you add ED to the end of this verb, you should pronounce it with a T sound, a T sound, okay? So, wash in the past becomes washed, washed. So you could say something like, I washed my car yesterday, I washed my car yesterday. Same happens with the verb jump, so just the sound p is a voiceless sound again. So if you say jump in the past, you will say jumped, jumped. The cat jumped over the fence, jumped over the fence, jumped over the wall. The verb work, so I'm going to give you three examples of each. So the verb work, to work, also, so spelled with a K at the end, obviously, and then the K, the last sound, is another voiceless sound. So, I worked a lot yesterday. I worked a lot yesterday. I worked a lot last week. I'm very tired because I worked a lot last week. Okay, then moving on, the second category is when we have voiced sounds at the end of the word, of the verb. So for example, the verb smile, smile, the last sound is O. If you position your fingers, if you put a finger on your vocal cords over your throat, you will feel that there is a vibration when you produce this sound. When you say O, O, there is a vibration. Differently from when you produce the sh sound, as I gave you the example before. So when you say smiled, you should pronounce the ed as simply a d sound, a d sound. Smiled, smiled. She smiled at him. She smiled at him. Change, the same happens, even though we have the E at the end, at the end of the word, so change, change, but actually the last sound is J, change, J, so change, and this is a voiced sound again. So whenever you have voiced sounds, you should pronounce the ED at the end of the word as D. So changed, changed. She changed, she decided to change the, she changed, sorry, not decided in this case, but she changed her hair. She changed her hair. She changed her hair. She changed the place of the chairs. Okay, then stay. Whenever we have a vowel sound, so in the case of stay, play, study, we have vowel sounds at the end. So stay, the last sound here is A. It's a diphthong. So then stay. So whenever you have vowel sounds at the end, they are voiced, obviously. And when they are voiced, you should add the ED, but you should pronounce just the D sound at the end. So stayed. We stayed at a very good hotel. We stayed at a very good hotel. We stayed. We stayed. Finally, the third category to finish this podcast, this podcast episode, is when... So you must be wondering. So for voiceless sounds, we have T. For voiced sounds, we have D. What comes next? Well, as you know... The last category is here just in order not to repeat sounds. So instead of, so you have two possibilities, t or d. So words ending in t or d or d, you wouldn't be able to repeat the same sound. So even though t is a voiceless sound, you wouldn't be able to say, for example, if you have the verb rent, you wouldn't be able to say rent. You wouldn't be able to duplicate the sound at the end of the word. So then there is an inclusion of a small, or not small, but a short sound here. And this sound is id. So rented. I rented a house at the beach. I rented. We rented a nice apartment. We rented a nice apartment. The verb to need as well. The last sound is d. So you wouldn't be able to go d-d. So then needed. He needed to buy a new car. He needed to buy a new car. So needed. And the same goes for waste. Even though the last letter in the spelling of the full word is E, but the last sound is T, waste. So he wasted a lot of money. He wasted a lot of money on gambling. He wasted a lot of money on his car. He wasted a lot of money on his new car. So this is it. I hope you enjoyed. So remember, be careful when you pronounce the ED at the end of verbs. And also some adjectives, because this also applies to adjectives. And listen again if you need to double check the examples and try to repeat. And that's the tip for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed. Remember to visit the page at pod.followenglish.com.br. And, I'll see you next time. Keep listening and keep learning. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.